DW.
I think if you compare European forest to forest in other parts of the world, is in a very good state. Forest area has been increasing almost by 20-30% in the last three decades. The forest biomass, the stock of biomass in our forest, has also been increasing. And this is a totally different trend compared to other parts of the world, like the tropics, where still deforestation plays an important role. The challenge we face now is that the impacts of climate change and increasing risk like droughts, forest fires and storms are becoming more and more clear how they affect our forest. So this means that we need to act in terms of forest management and in terms of the right policies.
Why should Europeans care about forests?
Well, we get our water from our forest. Forests sustain life, biodiversity. They help the sustainability of our soils. So basically, we could say that forests help to sustain life in our continent and help life to adapt to change. This is one of the main reasons. The second reason is that European forests are the most important sources of renewable biological resources. And we will need renewable biological resources in order to replace the existing petroleum-based steel and concrete if we want to address the problem of climate change.
You've promoted wood as a sustainable building material. Could that really work, and how?
Well, it's already working. So basically, wood is the most important, the most significant construction material that is renewable. There is no other one. And just to give you an idea of the importance of shifting the current construction sector, construction sector, which is economically very relevant, 10% of the GDP, but is responsible for more than 30% of the CO2 emissions, 50% of all the raw materials that are used, and 30% of all the waste that we generate. And what wood offers is to utilize a renewable resource. Basically, we can use wood, and by using wood, what we are doing is capturing carbon from the atmosphere, because what trees does is they take CO2 from the atmosphere, transform it into biomass. And if we use wood for construction, what we are doing is to store carbon into a sustainable long-term product.
Now, we've also reported on how tree plantations are not the same as forests, and that forests, especially old growth forests or primal forests, have this incredible biodiversity that new growth forests don't. So you talked about the increase of biomass in Europe, but what about the quality of the forest, the biodiversity characteristics?
Yes, you're right. And I think we need different types of forests for different purposes. So plantation forests can play an important role as a main supplier of renewable biological material. But at the same time, we need to ensure that the few old forests we have in Europe, because in Europe we have very few old forests, are preserved because they host specific types of biodiversity. But at the end, in our European forest, which has been highly, let's say, humanized in many ways and used for centuries, I think what we need to find is integrated approaches, compromises, where we integrate biodiversity as one of the forest management goals in forests that we manage also to provide wood for a bioeconomy. So to internalize these bioeconomy goals, and there are ways to do it. We have been conducting some research studies, how you can, in the daily operational management, you can take into account issues like leaving here a rotten tree, or they're preserving specific trees that you don't cut for you know, enhancing biodiversity of specific insects. So there are ways that you can also find a compromise between using the forest for wood and at the same time preserve biodiversity. And I think this is basically what we should do at the European level, because of the characteristics of our forest.
I keep hearing this word bioeconomy, and I think it's not a word that's common for the average person. What is bioeconomy?
Look, bio means life in the Greek, in the old Greek means life. So basically it's an economy based on life. Fossil is basically means resistant to change. It means death for something that is fossilized. And now we are running our economy based on fossil-based resources. Petroleum for energy, but petroleum also for our textiles, plastics, concrete and steel are non-renewable. So basically the bioeconomy is a paradigm shift. It's tried to prosper by using renewable resources instead of fossil and non-renewable resources.
How do you think you can get people interested in forests? Because we also, as media, find it's not a top topic, really.
Yes, you're right. I think there is a, especially with highly urbanized societies, we are really disconnected, not only to forests, but to nature in many ways. And I think a good way would be, for example, to show within cities all the materials that are coming from our forest, intangible, like water, for example, oxygen. I think that forests are the main source of oxygen for us. I think it has arrived the time for forest. I see that forests in the future will wear us, will provide us shelter with the buildings. They provide to us food. They provide water and biodiversity. So I think, and at the end, it's very natural. Forest, if you look at forest outside, they are the main biological infrastructure in the planet. So it's very natural that at the end, we know how to use this natural infrastructure that our planet offers in order to accommodate our prosperity. DW.